Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Jaws 4, Jaws the Retrend. Real title, Jaws the Revenge. I'm Jack. That's Miles. Yep. We're talking Jaws the Revenge.
We're talking the staircase again.
Because Miles has an interesting theory.
I think it was... Okay, so people... I mean, whatever. This is... If you don't know, then fine. I'm sorry. We're going to leave you behind. But in the staircase, I was watching with Her Majesty. What we came to the conclusion was the owl did that shit. In what state were they in?
North Carolina.
But what happened was he definitely killed the lady in Germany. And it's more of like this comedy of errors where he got away with that murder in Germany. And then the owl killed his wife that was in North Carolina.
A karmic
exactly.
Payback?
Exactly.
Wow. Where exactly. Where the fates framed him for another murder very exactly. similar to the one that he got away with.
You could see him being like in his mind. He's like, damn. He's like, I didn't kill her. I have no fucking way to explain this. I mean, but I did kill that.
So I didn't think the evidence was strong in Germany. It seemed to me like they just found a coincidence and really exploited it. Like when they dug up the body, it was, you know, many years decomposed. But once you suggested that there's actually strong evidence that an attack took place in Germany, I updated my previous theory being that the owl did it, to a Jaws 4, Jaws the Revenge theory, where an owl did both the murders, and it followed him across the ocean. For people who aren't familiar, Jaws 4, which that's how I refer to each of the sharks. I refer to them as Jaws 2, Jaws 3, and Jaws 4. Jaws 4 eats one of the kids from the first movie. At the beginning, in Amity, makes sense. Amity is just hopping with hungry great white sharks. And then his family moves to the Caribbean, and then the shark follows them down there and attacks them down there. So it can be done, is all I'm saying. And owls can fly. So thank you. Thank you.
The defense
anyways,
rests.
I've got theory. I think my real theory is that he didn't do either of them and that an owl did the second one. But
I think that's brave and that's perfectly reasonable.
Thank you. Leave this elderly white man alone. All right.
been through enough.
all right. Miles.
Yep.
It's Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's time to tell the people what's trending. And first on the docket, Build Back Better, BBB.
Yep. Build Back Better is dead, according to Joe Manchin, who voted for another bill that has parts of Build Back Better in it called the Inflation Reduction Act. We'll talk about that more in tomorrow's action-packed episode with a fantastic guest that you all love.
Just deep, trenchant news analysis.
Yes. Yeah. Like, we spend the entire episode building to the analysis of this monumental
It's a Crofton episode, so you'll...
It's Crofton, look, yeah, the cat's out of the bag. Okay, Crofton's on tomorrow. We barely get to this at the end of that. But we do get to it.
We do
get to it. But I will say this. There is some significant spending because we've never spent really anything significant. So in that sense, it looks like a historical bill. Still, you know, like, look, like everything, nothing's perfect that comes out of DC. So a micro step forward. At least it's forward.
Take one step forward. I take 2/3 back, as you wrote in your analysis.
Yeah.
I just wanted to quote my favorite love song of all time, Opposites Attract. My wedding song.
Wow. Shout out to Paula.
Mm. Khalees is trending.
Yeah, Khalees. Okay, you know, like, what millennial doesn't know Khalees? I hate you so much right now. She was kind of, you know, getting angry at Beyonce because apparently there is a track on Beyonce's new album that samples a Khalees song, and she's like, I wasn't even told. Da, 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 da. And a lot of people are quick to point out, rightly, that maybe the reason you didn't hear Khalees is because Pharrell owns all of your music. He owns all the masters. So in that. In a shitty way, you actually don't have any say because this man owns all the fucking IP of the art that you made together. And that kicked off the whole
sucks.
Thing about being like, yeah, actually, Pharrell, what the fuck is up with that?
And Pharrell, why didn't you? Yeah, like that's just bad management by her management. And
but that's
Pharrell.
Not, I mean, that happens to so many artists because everything's so fucking predatory in entertainment, like as it relates to like your rights as a creator, that you have to almost have like your head on straight before getting into it to know when they offer you a shiny bag of money for, you know, not having your rights down the road, that that's a terrible fucking deal for you. And yeah, I think a lot of people, it's interesting how like many people on Twitter, like shift the focus to Pharrell actually, because that's who is exploiting your work and not telling you about it. And someone ironically was like, yeah, the funny thing is he'll take the money that he made from Khalees's creativity and then go and make a shoe that says humanity or something with the proceeds. So
it says it vertically. And so therefore
skateboard P, cool. Come on now.
Yeah. But I mean, that again, we're just summarizing capitalism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, what fool would sign away the rights to their podcast? It's not like we don't
Jack,
own
don't,
the rights.
Fuck, just
to
don't
this.
Even.
Recession is trending. We got two straight quarters of economic contraction. And
many are yelling recession because I believe the textbook definition were two consecutive quarters of contraction. But there are also many people, especially in the White House, or like, you know, or people around the administration, like, well, what is a recession? Really, if you think about it, because we're adding jobs to the economy. Meanwhile, I'm hearing about entire departments vanishing in media companies, layoffs happening. And I think however you want to describe it, I think it's clear that there is good times are slowing down.
Mm.
I guess if you want to even give it the most charitable description at the moment, but
the Great Recesh.
Yeah. It's a great one, though. It's one of
my favorite
recessions, man.
Top five recesh. Yeah, not good. By the way,
top
did you see that clip of Joe Biden where like they cut in the middle of it, and I think they shot him up with some pet pills in between the cut because his face is like totally different from right before the cut to right after.
Oh, he went from 6 to 12 like that.
Yeah, yeah. Not that like he seems particularly awake or aware after the cut. But it's just
maybe he had a nap. I don't know. You know,
my concern
part of me is
like
he's too square to be doing pills.
This is my part. Well, I don't think he's doing pills.
He ain't cool enough to do
pills. Yeah. But my concern is that this is him heavily like medicated on the pet pills, and like he's all they're all used up. He doesn't have another gear to go.
Oh yeah, the second video looks like when Mr. Burns was like glowing in the forest.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck is out there? And it's like, it's Mr. Burns like glowing from radioactivity. That's, and like his big eyes are like, hello.
We really need an age limit on the presidency. Because this shit is not.
Dude, on decisions like this, absolute.
What? He looks. Yeah.
Our grandparents and great grandparents are kicking our future in the face.
Mm. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And Nathan Fielder has been trending.
People, I think, have found out about him.
Found out about Nathan Fielder for the first time. And they're like, this is kind of exploitative, which it is.
Mm.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a character in his second episode. I think people are responding to this, who does not come off well.
Yeah.
And we're saving most of our analysis of the rehearsal for a full-on rehearsal streaming corner with super producer Ana Jose.
Yeah, but, and it will be rehearsed dozens of times before you hear it, just to stay true to that.
In a replica building to our studio.
We didn't even go to the studio. We built a replica in Burbank or some shit.
Yeah, but it's interesting. The first episode of the show, the main like textual, not even subtextual point of the first episode of this same show is Nathan Fielder's pretty creepy, right? Like that's the whole point. It's like it ends with being like, he's a weird Willy Wonka person who manipulates the lives of the people who he's like claiming to try to help. But in fact, he's not helping them. He's manipulating them, and it's weird. And he's just a weird, lonely person. So it's just interesting for people to be be like saying the same point that the show is making.
Right. It's interesting because I think a lot of people who have watched Nathan For You were sort of like, he has a knack for finding these people who, you know, are willing to be themselves on camera. And that's mm-hmm. like very interesting, like these unique people. And other people are like, oh, well, you know, he's just leading them down this like path to then like just sort of like showcase themselves. And like, well, then who's laughing at who and where is the humor? And, you know, I saw like an interesting like thread about that where someone was merely saying like, I'm not saying this show needs to be off the air, but it's an interesting thing to think about and consider, like just like any art. If we're talking about art, you can talk about it. You can critique it. And there was someone who chimed in like anonymously who said that they had worked at Absolutely, which is the production company that does Nathan For You and like all the Tim and Eric stuff, and saying like a lot of the times people felt like, oh, we're not sure if like this is like really the, you know, the best way, or like feeling conflicted about the content they make. I think on when you look at like the Tim and Eric stuff, like they were, I feel like the vibe was a lot different than what Nathan For You was going after and the kinds of people that they were putting like on camera. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like it is an interesting thing to think about. You're like, what is the responsibility of someone who the whole premise is that they can build an entire reality around someone and what that does to them? But yeah, and that's sort of the limits of where my thinking goes about it at the moment.
Yeah, I think the ultimate where Nathan For You lands is a long episode about a older man who seems creepy. It ends up in a kind of heart, like still pretty creepy, but ends up in sort of a heartwarming place for that character. But Nathan is a lonely creep. Like that's the, again, right, undeniable, unavoidable story that you're getting. And that's like the first time I was like, oh, so this is like a character he's playing, and it is very unflattering. That seems to be the whole point of both shows, is like based around this character of Nathan Fielder, who is a creep. I will say, before you judge anything, go back and watch some of his early shit when he was like working for the CBC.
Yeah.
CDC, CBC, you know, whichever. Because there's a good interview where he interviews like the CEO of the company that's making his thing. And like the CEO is like, clearly hasn't seen any of his shit, and he just like won't drop it. Just like, but just say what your favorite one is.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's the master of making everyone uncomfortable, including the viewer, and I think that's inherently gonna spur a lot of conversation. But long may the show last.
Yeah,
long may it last.
All right, the trailer for the new Christopher Nolan film Oppenheimer, coming out in I think a year, is out, and I was underwhelmed by the trailer.
It's a teaser, you know.
It's a teaser.
Yeah. So it's hard to. They're not, because I think they just barely wrapped production. So who? I mean, it's very. You get to see Cillian Murphy for like a moment as J. Robert Oppenheimer, and I don't know. Like, it had a weird effect on me. Just because, like, all the time I'm just thinking of, like, the atom bombs in Japan, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is such, like, this is going to be fucking interesting. And, like, the way they're being, it's, like, very ominous, right? Like, in the trailer, they're talking about, like, harnessing, like, the power of, like, the sun. Or
of the sun,
And shit like that. So, it just sets a very ominous tone for what we know is the, you know, the development of the atomic bomb, and, like, what the Chris Nolan treatment of that is going to be like.
And it's going to be in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And an article, when I googled is it in black and white, an article that I found promised that the reason that it's in black and white will surprise me. I did not read further to find out why, but I think it's probably because it's a movie that is set in olden times and it looks classy as fuck.
Dude, I like olden times. We never say that in adulthood.
And finally, Clarence Thomas is trending.
Anyway, it's because he's been teaching at George Washington University. Students were petitioning the fuck out of the school to be like, get rid of this guy. He's Darth fucking Vader. We don't need him teaching in the law school. And they got their wish, not because the petition went well, but Clarence Thomas informed the school that he was just not going to be able to make it work this fall.
Oh,
so please forgive me. I mean, the writing was on the wall. The Behind the Bastards episode that I was guesting on about Clarence Thomas. I mean, it was presaged then. You know, once you're on BTB, it's a wrap.
Yeah, once you make it, once you're the subject of a Behind the Bastards.
Well, yeah. Once Robert Evans gets his gaze on you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a, you know, I think a small victory for people who absolutely don't, who are aspiring to learn about the law and not be taught by a partisan goon.
And a large victory for Clarence Thomas, who gets to go to cocktail parties in D.C. with other conservatives and be like, I was canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's like, now let me regale you with a 40-minute description of a porn I saw 10 minutes ago. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's in the books.
It's in the books. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.